Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Matthew Cartwright, the co-author of Litigation, Commercial, and Business Tort Cases. And folks, you're going to want to buy two of these because you're going to, when you read this, you're going to want to give it one away to somebody. Available wherever books are sold. The law firm site, Matthew, is Mundley.com, right? Matt, are you there? Did we lose Matt?
You can read all about our law firm on www.munley.com.
All right, so check it out. And are you going to have you need to get a website for the book, Matt.
A website for the book. Wow, I have a long way to go to keep up with you.
I'll help you. Let me know what I can do to help. Okay, we're talking about, we were just talking a little bit about general antitrust and how that works and how it benefits small businesses. But there's another thing going on right now. There's a great irony, in my opinion, going on right now, Matt. The government, the Obama administration, is suing to prevent AT&T from acquiring T-Mobile. I'm assuming under the pretense that it's going to harm customers, and yet, healthcare companies are going out of business right now. Because the government passed Obamacare, and that's the reason. That's the main reason why many companies offering healthcare to customers are going down. So the Obama healthcare plan is creating less options, less products to be available in the marketplace. Isn't that the same thing as violating antitrust?
Oh, you're dragging me right down that rabbit hole into politics. Now,
well, okay, no, but no, what I'm, no, seriously, I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about government because I don't mean for this to be a political discussion. I'm just saying, who sues the government when they're doing antitrust behavior?
Well, all right, now you're on to a hot button issue with me, and that is, you can hardly sue the government for anything. You know, you can't sue them for all the waste, fraud and abuse that they get up to.
Right.
You can't sue them for legislating things. You can't sue them for doing a lousy job at what they promised to do.
Putting companies out of business? You can't sue them for that?
Well, the only way you can do that is if they violate your civil rights. And that does happen. I mean, we've had cases where, you know, mayors decide to close down quarries because they don't understand that's unconstitutional. So they violate your constitutional rights, absolutely. You can sue for civil rights. But the general rule, you know, for 99.44% of what the government does to you that is pretty outrageous, you cannot sue them for it, and it's called sovereign immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign immunity.
Are you proposing that there ought to be some
adjustment to the government?
Are you proposing that there should be some adjustment in that law?
Well, it's. I'll tell you what. I mean, we all complain about the government, and one thing the government is unaccountable in the courts.
Right.
To most of us.
And not just the government, but not. And when you think of government, folks, don't think politicians. Think agency, bureaucrats.
Right. And most of what I do in big court cases, Jim, is I talk about personal responsibility and accountability. And people understand that in the United States, and jurors understand that. And that's why most of us do the right thing in addition to being brought up right. We worry about how we're going to be held accountable in court if we step over the line.
Right.
The government doesn't have to worry about that, and that's always been a pet peeve with me.
Me too. Well, I'll tell you, there are people out of work right now. Because the government decided to pick winners and losers. There are people out of work right now and have been. There are industries that have been hurt, completely legal industries that have been hurt because because the government decided that they didn't like the people who were buying the products that industry was selling. And I'm talking, from this particular case, I'm talking about the yacht industry. 20 years ago, the government put the yacht industry out of business basically because they didn't like the fact that rich people were buying yachts. They taxed, so they taxed, you know, the yacht purchases. The same thing's happening with healthcare. The government doesn't like the private healthcare industry, so they pass a law, and that's putting people out of work and limiting my choices as a consumer. Is that not the same thing as antitrust?
It's in the same neighborhood, but the problem is those types of things, the only remedy for that, Jim, is at the ballot box.
Exactly. Small business owners, did you hear that? We have to do something about this next November, not this November, but next November. Hey, Matthew, give us your website again, please.
www.munley.com.
And the new book that I'm so excited about, Litigation, Commercial, and Business Tort Cases by Matthew Cartwright and his two co-authors. Thanks, Matt. See you next time. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting?
Welcome. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame, sponsored by FedEx for your small business needs. CareerBuilder.com, start building. And Palo Alto Software, makers of Business Plan Pro. And now, conducting over 1,000 live interviews each year, the Iron Man of Radio.
I feel ready to go another 9 innings.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And we got a great show lined up for you straight ahead. Tom Hegna is a new friend. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about retirement, but retirement planning that includes the stock market, that includes Wall Street. How do you do that with all this volatility? You know, I've been very critical of Wall Street for 4 or 5 years now. I've been saying Wall Street is at cross purposes with Main Street. How do we reconcile that, which I believe to be true? How do we reconcile that with our retirement programs, with our 401ks and IRAs and all that sort of thing? So I'm going to get Tom to help us with that. He's got some ideas on how you and I we can't game the system like the machines can, like the quants can. But we can try to operate in a little safer zone than maybe we have been. So that's coming up right after the next break. In the second half of the hour, David Adler is going to be back with us. He's one of our financial experts on financial reporting. He's doing a lot of financial reporting. I think lately he's been working a lot on China. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about how that's going. China is a fascinating. Folks, China is the most fascinating place on planet Earth right now. Now, I'm not saying that I admire them. I don't mean this for that. When I say that, I don't mean it sound like I'm enamored with them. But if you look at what's happening, that the entire thing, it is the most the demographics, the sheer size of it. The combination of a communist government and a sort of a not a free market economy but a wild wild west economy almost. I mean, it's just a fascinating place, and you and I need to be paying attention to them because they're going to be part of our life for a long time. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great. Hallelujah.
What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? Ew! You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this?
Uh-uh.
This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Tom Hegna is with us, folks. Tom is a retirement expert, former vice president with New York Life. He is a financial planner, helping people put their best foot forward with their planning strategies. He is the author of the upcoming book. Don't get excited. It's not available yet, but it will be in a couple of months. Paychecks and Playchecks, Retirement Solutions for Life. Tom Hegna, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you, and thank you for all you do for all the business owners. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you saying that, Tom. It's what I love to do because, as you know, you being a small business owner, we're so darn lovable and cuddly, it's easy to work for them, isn't it?
Right.
Hey, Tom, I've been really critical, maybe even hatefully, rudely critical in the last 4 or 5 years of Wall Street. I'm just really getting disgusted with some of the stuff that's going on up there because I'm out here on Main Street. I'm not on Wall Street. I'm on Main Street. We operate on fundamentals around here. And I'm trying to think about, how can I make payroll in my small business every week and even attempt to keep up with some of the stuff that's going on, if I'm planning for my retirement, if I'm putting money away and investing it in equities, anything that has to do with Wall Street. It's a very volatile time right now, and it doesn't make a small business owner planning for retirement have a lot of confidence or peace of mind, does it?
Yeah, well, the volatility has really been something, and I think there is a Main Street product out there to help Main Street-type investors handle this volatility. You can actually transfer the risk of that volatility off to an insurance company.
What does that mean?
Insurance for your house and your car. You can actually carry some insurance on against this volatility.
You're talking about becoming a little hedge fund?
No, what I'm saying is there are products on the market, and I'll just throw one out there that gets a lot of criticism, and that's variable annuities. But I will tell you this, in markets like these, variable annuities were built for markets like these.
Variable annuities have been around for generations.
Yeah, they have. And what's neat about them is that they've added so many new investment options. So, like, you can have exposure to gold and oil and gas and some of these other more exciting areas, not just stocks and bonds.
Tell us how a variable annuity works.
Well, it's very similar to a mutual fund. There's a family of funds, and you get to pick your funds, and you invest appropriately to the way you think that the market will go, but you've got some built-in guarantees. First of all, there's a guaranteed death benefit that guarantees that let's say you put in $1 million, the market drops, it's worth $500,000, you die, your family gets $1 million.
Right.
If you go with a no-load mutual fund or a Wall Street product, you put in $1 million, market drops to $500,000, you die, your family gets the $500,000.
Right.
So that's one of the guarantees.
Well, of course.
Another guarantee would be a living benefit guarantee, that if you put in $1 million, the insurance company will guarantee within a certain time period, normally like 10 years, that you're guaranteed you won't have less than your $1 million. And if 10 years mm-hmm. it's worth $500,000, you walk in and you get your $1 million back. Mm-hmm. And then you have the reset capability.
But it could be more. If the market's higher, it could be more than $1 million.
Well, you'd want it to be higher.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, it's not going to be less than the higher.
You get what's better, the higher or the guarantee.
Right.
But you also have the ability to lock in. Let's say you put in $1 million, and 3 years later it's worth $1.5 million. Most of these contracts have the ability to reset that guarantee.
Wow.
So
this is interesting.
If the market goes up, I reset my guarantee. If the market goes down, that's the insurance company's problem. If the market goes up, I reset my guarantee. If the market goes down, that's the insurance company's problem.
Now, one thing we have to point out, though, is there you know, all these things have to be paid for. And
sure.
The insurance product, as you said a minute ago, if there's an insurance element to it, there's a premium that has to be paid for that. So the load, so to speak, the administration, the cost of a program like this, there is that is probably higher than if you went out and just bought a mutual fund, right?
Absolutely, yes. Variable annuities are going to have higher fees, and that's where they get the criticism. They say, these products are a rip-off, the fees are too high. Really? I mean, you got to look at the value. What is that guaranteed death benefit worth? What is that guaranteed living benefit worth?
Mm-hmm.
You said the words peace of mind earlier. What is your peace of mind worth to know that you're not going to lose? Now, you've got to read these contracts carefully, Jim, because there's many different contracts out there, and some are income benefit guarantees, some are withdrawal benefit guarantees, some are cash guarantees. I personally like the cash guarantees, but the withdrawal benefit and income benefits are kind of the rage right now.
All right. Well, in the next segment, we'll talk about the difference in those two. But now, what you're not saying is take all your money out of the stock market or out of gold or out of real estate or whatever and put everything into an annuity. You're talking about balance, aren't you?
I'm talking about, you know, part of your asset allocation, the money that you say, look, I just can't lose this, but I'm not going to get there putting it in a CD at 1%. I'm just not going to make what I need to make. I want the upside of the market, but I don't want the downside risk. That is the money that you want to put into that annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you do it on Wall Street with a hedge fund, with long short strategies, with options where you buy, you know, call options and put options? Yes, you could. But can the average person do that and monitor that? I would say probably not.
No. The average person.
I'd say the variable annuity.
I can answer that for you. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Not the average person.
And
certainly not a small business owner making payroll every Friday.
No, I mean they want to run their business. They don't have to manage their whole account. And so what I'm saying is that annuity is a Main Street product that can help handle the volatility and manage some of the risk.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and this makes a lot of sense. And it's I think a lot of people these days have I can remember years ago when insurance was a big part of an investment strategy. Has that fallen out of favor in the last 10, 20 years?
Well, quite frankly, if I went around the country right now and talked to the wealthiest small business owners and say, where's the best place you put your money over the past 15 years? You know what many of them would tell me?
Life
insurance policy.
Absolutely.
Their best investment.
Yeah, because there's not been so much volatility. You know, buy and hold in the last 20 years hasn't been too good a strategy, has it?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I don't know that buy and hold forever is the strategy, but if you would have had a diversified portfolio that included dividends reinvesting and rebalanced the portfolio, which is another tool that's available in some of these annuities, they have automatic rebalancing features, you would have done just fine over the past decade.
Yeah.
So the S&P 500 was flat. You say you didn't make any money, but if you would have had the S&P 500 with dividends, with rebalancing, you'd have done just fine over the past decade.
Tom Hegna, HEGNA.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's BPLANS.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stub my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Through my window today. Little Donovan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Read, listen, ask questions on any topic under the small business sun. Whatever you got on your mind, we got something you can do there on that topic in 5 seconds, 15 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can do in any time frame that you got. And read, listen, ask questions, check out the blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question. Didn't that sound like fun? I promise you it would be. And now that we got Tom Hegna. Tom's a new friend, but he's going to become an old friend. He's got a lot to teach us. He's a retirement expert. He's the author of the upcoming book, Paychecks and Playchecks. What the heck's a playcheck, Tom?
Well, let me tell you what. When you retire, all right, what you want to do is you want to make sure you've got your basic expenses covered with guaranteed income. And, you know, some people say, well, Tom, I've already got that. I've got a pension. And then I just smile and I say, well, you know what? You need a playcheck. You just don't need a guaranteed paycheck. You need a playcheck. And what the playcheck is, if I had to ask you, Jim, what day of the week do you go golfing? Do you go to Home Depot? You know, do you get your hair cut? Most people would say it's Saturday. Well, the day you retire, every day is Saturday. Many people won't just need a paycheck. They're going to need a playcheck.
And that's right.
All, you know, I talk about in retirement is guaranteed paychecks and guaranteed playchecks.
I like that. You know, I took a longevity test online the other day, and it showed I was going to ask you a lot of different questions about your lifestyle and your history, your genetics and things like that. Do you smoke, drink, et cetera? And this thing determined that I was going to live to be 90. Tom, it scared the heck out of me. I can't afford to live to be 90.
Well, you can't afford not to live to be 90. And I can show you how you can afford to live to be 90.
These days, somebody's told me that these days people are saying, how long is Dad going to work and how long is Mom going to live? That's kind of the thought process of retirement, isn't it?
Well, here's some interesting things on longevity. First of all, for every 65-year-old couple, you know, there's a 50% chance one of them will live to be 92.
Right.
And there's a 25% chance one of them will live to be 97. So people are living longer. But what people don't realize is that longevity is not just a risk in retirement. Longevity is a risk multiplier.
Yes.
And Jim, what I mean by that is, you know, inflation's a risk and market is a risk and You know, withdrawal rate is a risk, but none of those matter if you die in 3 years. It doesn't matter if the stock market went down 40%.
Right.
But every year that you live, all of these other risks are multiplied. And so you've got to take longevity risk out of the equation, and you do that by buying a lifetime income annuity, and Social Security is an example of a lifetime income annuity.
No. I'm not going to let you get away with that, Tom.
All right.
Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It's not a lifetime annuity because there's no actuarial basis to Social Security. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
All right. Well, here's what I would tell you about Social Security. There's a lot of people who are doom and gloom about Social Security.
I'm not doom and gloom about it. Just don't call it an annuity.
All right. Well, there at one point, there was an actuarial basis for it. Now, they haven't kept their actuarial...
It was 3 days back in 1937.
Yeah. Well, because life expectancy was 65, they set the retirement age at 65. They only had to pay half the people
Social Security because the other half died. They only sent them two checks, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to come back to something.
Yeah.
The three things that you talked about in an annuity, you had three different kinds, and I wanted you to quickly tell us what they are. You remember that?
So back to the variable annuity, which is used to accumulate money. There's three living benefit guarantees. There's a guaranteed minimum accumulation benefit rider. That's
right.
A cash guarantee. There's a guaranteed minimum income benefit rider. That's an income guarantee. And a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit rider. That's a withdrawal benefit. Now, you know, I could get deep in the weeds on each one of them. The point is...
The first one is they write you a check. The second one, they pay it out over a period of time, and you can get either 10 years or lifetime, right?
Yeah, well, normally you would turn it into lifetime income at some point,
right.
And they would give you some type of guaranteed
payout.
And then the withdrawal benefit is they guarantee that you can withdraw a certain amount, but you don't have to give up control, you don't have to annuitize the account,
right.
And you can still participate, you know, potentially in the upside of the market. You got to watch out for some of the fees in some of these different products, and you really got to, you know, watch them. But the point is this, they all give you some amount of confidence in the downside. They protect your downside, and so that you can ride these ups and downs without losing your peace of mind. You know, I always say these withdrawal benefit and income benefit riders were truly not made for income. They were made to give the investor confidence to stay in the market during downtime so that they could ride the ups and downs, and, you know, eventually these markets, they do go up over time.
Well, the bottom line, folks, is if you're trying to find your own little way to hedge some of the volatility of equities and other things in the stock market world, think about an insurance product, an annuity, as not as a replacement, but as a supplement, as part of your plan. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
Yeah, just as a risk management tool. That's all it is. It's a risk management tool.
It's like being your own little hedge fund. Into a small degree, you know, a part of your, just diversifying in with a little bit of a little bit of stability. Hey, Tom, give us the website again, please.
My website is tomhegna.com.
H-E-G-N-A. The book is Paychecks and Playchecks, Retirement Solutions for Life. Hey, Tom, will you come back another day?
Sure will. Thanks, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you. We got a lot more to teach us. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home. Your home, actually.
Well, that's kind of inconvenient for me, sir.
No, it's very convenient for you. You see, you're so close to the office now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that'll be the rest of the office. Listen up, people. Company meeting in Frank's bedroom in 5 minutes.
Dude, don't go in there.
Who is that?
That would be my wife.
Well, I'm sorry. This is a private meeting. She's going to have to leave.
But you know, sir, there are better ways for us to save money.
Nope. We ran the numbers, and taking over your home was pretty much the only option.
Well, we could use FedEx Ground.
FedEx Ground?
FedEx Ground is a cost-effective way to ship ground packages, and they have the fastest ground service to the most U.S. businesses.
Great idea, Frank. With FedEx Ground, we could save both time and money. We say let's have a toaster pastry to celebrate.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it.
Hmm. strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's all ready. He's been on the Rossetti, and he's as ready will ever be.
I didn't know your middle name was Eddie. I couldn't help but notice you have a Broadway chorus with you.
Well, I wanted to make a big impression for the presentation.
Big! He's making it big! Incredibly big!
Well, if you really wanted to impress, you could have gone to FedEx Office. They'd help you print, copy, and finish your presentation.
FedEx Office? Is there one nearby?
Is it far?
Really far?
Can we get there by car?
We could get lost!
Or bitten by frost!
Or maybe eaten by a jaguar!
Roar!
That's not annoying at all. Actually, there are nearly 1,700 FedEx Office locations. I use the one around the corner.
Hey, isn't there one around the corner?
Yes, I just said they
you
help.
You really should have known about FedEx Office! Not a lot of words right with FedEx Office.
We understand. You want support close by. FedEx Office has nearly 1,700 convenient locations.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blassingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. David Adler is our guest. He's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's has been a producer of PBS Nova documentary series. He's also co-editor of the anthology American Economic Decline. He's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Snap Judgment, When to Trust Your Instincts. He's joining us all the way from London, England. David Adler, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. You're in London recently, in the month of August. They had some major civil uprisings, riots, and really bad behavior over there, David. What caused that?
Well, I mean, there are different theories. Different political parties have a point of view. But one thing, I mean, look, obviously it was sort of government policies for the long term of paying people not to work, and people sort of dropped out of the workforce. There's a high illiteracy problem in England. A lot of the rioters can't read. I mean, basically, there's this kind of feral underclass. But one other aspect of this that no one talks about is the police. The police are really soft in England. and the rioters have no fear of the police.
Hmm. And also, well, they don't carry weapons, do they?
They don't. Well, people in called the Reds, people with red cars do, but typically they do not carry weapons.
The bobbies, as they call them, the street cops, do not carry weapons.
They do not, and actually, I've seen people harass the police on the tube, sort of making fun of them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing the police can do.
So, but another problem in England is similar problem to Europe, is they aren't assimilating their immigrants.
No, they're not doing that either. But interesting, these immigrants were not from the Middle East.
I didn't say Middle East. I just said immigrants.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, no, they're not really assimilated. They're just kind of
they're not really
their parent culture either.
They've got their own little culture, and so the government starts licking the red off their candy, taking away things from them. They don't like it, and they riot. That's what happened, basically, isn't it?
It did, but a detail of what happened is that when they began to riot, the police just laid off them, did not arrest them. The police couldn't handle it, and so the rioters knew they were in control. Part of the reason the police were in disarray is, one, it was August, and so a lot of senior police officials were on vacation in Disney World, so a lot more Florida. And then the top of the police force had just been fired because of the News of the World hacking scandal, because they were involved in hacking celebrities.
Right.
So the whole police force was in disarray, so the police were not able to galvanize themselves to take control of the rioters. So this went on for 3 nights. It was only when they began shipping more police into London from the rest of the country that things got under control. And then once sufficient policing was in place, the riots ended abruptly.
This is something, the same thing happened in, not the same thing, but similar things happened in Greece when they started taking the things away from them, telling them they had to have a new regime, or going to be a new normal with regard to how much the government was going to do for you. Is this the kind of thing that could happen in the United States, David?
Well, I would say it already is happening through flash mobs.
Now, flash mobs is not really a flash mob is just organized grand larceny and robbery, isn't it?
In a way, that's all the line. Yeah, but the London riots were not much more than that.
Really,
people stealing really small things like a trash can.
It wasn't an alleged reaction to the government cutting back on benefits.
That's what the left wing says, but in fact, it was more like mass shoplifting.
Literally. And so, tell the audience what a flash mob is.
Flash mob is where teens arrange via Facebook or other social media to hit a certain store or gather like in a certain corner of a city, only for a minute, and they rob everyone in sight and then disperse.
Yeah.
So by the time the police come, they're already gone.
Is this the kind of thing that could become a real problem in the United States?
Well, again, back to flash mobs, it's hitting St. Louis, it's hitting suburban Washington. Part of the problem is, I don't know if it's a good thing or the bad thing, but a lot of the media doesn't like to report on it.
Yeah.
Maybe not to encourage further flash mobs, I don't know. But it's not, people don't really talk about it that much. That's for the best.
What's the underlying cause? Is it a lack of a moral compass? What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lack of a moral compass. It's a kind of violent subculture, and they're not afraid of the police. And I don't know if literacy would help or not, but also they're illiterate, so they're not really fully functioning.
Yeah, they're disenfranchised, or at least they think they are. So, folks, this is something. This happened in England. What David just described. There are reasons why I don't think it'll catch on in the United States, but I think there are elements of this that could happen in the United States. We just need to be paying more attention to this. David Adler is our guest. He's the author of Snap Judgment. When we come back, we're going to talk about China. Why I say China is the most fascinating place on the planet.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better,
grow faster, and make more money. Call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah! What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Mark Knopfler bringing us back. That's Dire Straits, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. I'll send you our newsletter if you'll subscribe to it. If you haven't already, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. And we a couple of things. You can when you click your answer, you can see how the poll is going so far. And we comment on the results in the newsletter the next week. And I talk about it on the show most of the time. David Adler is our guest. He's the author of Snap Judgment and has become a pretty darn good student of China. David's joining us from London. Thank you for hanging out with us today. David, I said this earlier, David, before you got here. I told the audience you were coming and we probably would talk about this. And I said, what I'm about to say is not me being enamored with or a proponent of or an apologist for China. But I think China, at the moment, is the most fascinating place on the planet. What do you think?
Definitely. It's clearly the most dynamic economy. It's growing very rapidly. It's like the U.S. was during its boom period. It's just on a roll.
But I'm not just talking about the economy, David. I'm talking about the whole thing, the population, the demographic issues, their ethics, their military, the way they think of themselves, what their goals are, the whole thing makes them fascinating to me.
Well, you might call it fascinating, you might call it alarming, depending on your point of
well,
view.
Well, okay, yeah, okay. I agree.
I guess the question is it sustainable? And also, to what degree is what they're doing coming at the expense of U.S. jobs?
Right.
The polite answer here is, oh, it has nothing to do with U.S. jobs. But, I mean, the way they undervalue their currency really has devastated U.S. manufacturing.
It really has. They've allowed their currency to float with the dollar, haven't they?
Yeah, they've allowed it. Well, they cheapened their currency against the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they hold. There are two arguments here. You know how China owns billions, if not trillions, of U.S. treasuries. So one argument is they're just parking their money there as a way to kind of maybe gain influence over the U.S. or they don't know where else to put it.
They have that. They could have that ability eventually, couldn't they? The debt that they hold.
Well, they already do have that ability. But the reason they're doing it is not because it's a great investment. The other argument is the reason they're doing it is to depress their currency to make it artificially cheap, so it's much cheaper to manufacture things in China. Mm-hmm. So that helps their employment situation, takes the pressure off the government, and frankly, no one here in the U.S. is doing much about it.
So basically, what you're saying is that it's a form of monetary warfare, isn't it?
It's totally. It's technically called neo-mercantilism. Mm-hmm. It is a type of warfare, or economic warfare, and the U.S. just sort of pretends it isn't happening.
And so,
by
devaluing their currency, making their goods cheaper, it makes a greater demand for their goods. It makes a lesser demand for our goods, hurts our jobs. So
right.
when we buy their stuff because it's cheaper, we send the dollars over there. They make the profits. American companies don't make the profits. Those profits are then spent on buying U.S. currency, which makes them a debt holder to us, makes us indebted to them. And so that's the whole warfare situation, isn't it?
That is the whole situation. I mean, some very large companies just don't care because they can move their production to China
right.
and take advantage of it.
But like GE did recently.
Yeah, it's not really a problem. But if you work in a factory, or you're a factory owner, or you're a small business supplying to a factory, you're devastated by this.
Yeah, tell that to the X-ray employees in Indiana, I've forgotten how many employees lost their job when GE moved their X-ray business to Asia.
Yeah, or I grew up in a town that used to make glass. It made, turn sand into glass. Most of glass manufacturing is now in China,
mm-hmm.
and all those workers are out of work. So again, that's not your audience, small business, but that's an example.
Well, no, it is, because, I mean, we're tied to those people. Those businesses are our customers, David. We're vendors
right.
to those customers, but and some of us may have we need those companies to be here, but it's not just China's fault. I mean you can't slap China for doing something that they've been allowed to do. I mean, as you said earlier, our government has done very little. Now, I don't think the answer though is being xenophobic and being protectionist. I don't think that's the answer either. What do you think?
No. Tariffs are not the way to go. You're totally right, because that just will, hurt everyone. What the more important thing is, how can the U.S. respond? And one way to respond is by forcing China to revalue its
currency. Haven't they? But they've tried that. It didn't work, haven't they?
Well, they wouldn't. They didn't really want to budge because it would hurt people who work in factories in China and cause domestic unrest.
The U.S. have tried. I mean, the U.S. allegedly. I've heard the jawboning at least about and the complaining about it. But apparently we didn't put any teeth into it.
No, exactly. In fact, none of the bills in the U.S., even penny bills, they have no teeth. They're meaningless. They're just kind of something to talk about.
When I call China interesting, remember what I said. That's not. I'm not enamored with them. I'm not a proponent of them. I just think that there is an old Chinese quote, an old Chinese curse, David, may you live in interesting times. And
yes.
with regard to China, our relationship with China, folks, I'm doing the air quotes, we do live in interesting times. And we got to keep our eye on them. This is a serious thing. And I do believe we are in an economic or monetary warfare with China. It's not about weapons. I've said for a long time, David, that our biggest fight with China is not going to be with weapons, not with bullets. It's going to be in the marketplace. Quick break. We're going to talk some more with our good friend David Adler after these messages. His book is called Snap Judgment.
You better make it soon before you break my heart.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Step my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Al.
Ooh.
Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
Well, he said I could. Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. David Adler is our guest. David's book is Snap Judgment. David, tell us how we can find your book. How can we find you online?
The way to find me, really, at this point, through Amazon, where the book's called Snap Judgment. And, again, it's a book. Actually, it's a book about investing and where you can trust your intuition and where you can't trust your intuition. It's based on behavioral economics.
What about how do we find you? You have your own website?
You can go to the publisher, which is the Financial Times Press. There's a website.
You need your own website, David.
Right. It's through the FT. They run it for me.
No, you need to have davidadler.com. Am I going to have to get davidadler.com and sell it back to you?
You might have to.
I'll help you. After the show, I'll help you work this out. I can't believe I'm still having to raise you, David. All right, so David's joining us from London, folks. He's a longtime Brain Trust member. David, you talked about your books about investing. After the fiasco that we've had in Washington and Wall Street, the ridiculous behavior of both places in the last 30 days, 45 days, how can any regular retail investor feel any kind of peace of mind about their investing? What do you think?
I actually think that's reasonable. Their peace of mind could be, the only light at the end of the tunnel, this is not harsh, is maybe a new economic team will come in under a new administration, or maybe the current administration, if it's reelected, will bring in a new economic team.
So you're down on the current. You don't like Bernanke and what's the other guy?
Actually, no, Bernanke, believe it or not, knows what he's doing. There's only so much he can do. I do think
Geithner. What about Geithner?
I should say no comment.
Okay.
He's an insider. He's sort of part of the old way of doing things. Look, let's put it this way: they say that if they had not done anything, things would be much worse. Maybe that's true, but you can't say things are very good right now. So It's time for a fresh approach.
What would be their approach? All right, so Secretary of Treasury Adler, what would you do?
I would actually, first of all, focus on China, not that I'm too obsessive.
Sounds like you're a little obsessed with China, though.
Yeah, but that would improve U.S. manufacturing.
Yeah, but other than the currency thing, which is we have not been successful at, how do you deal with China without being protectionist?
Because you don't put it on tariffs. You don't slap on tariffs saying you can't import certain goods from China, because that actually might be illegal under the World Trade Organization,
right.
will sponsor, and that would just create a trade war. You would just sort of find ways to revalue devalue the U.S. dollar vis-a-vis China.
Right.
That is, you do your own currency manipulation, mm-hmm. which is more legal but mm-hmm. tricky, and that's really the only way forward.
Right. Well, you know...
Beyond that, look, in terms of the bleak world economy, they're not exactly a million great ideas right now. I mean, Christine Lagarde of the IMF said we know what to do, but I'm not sure economists do know what to do. I think mostly their consensus is grin and bear it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem, it seems to me, David. We've gone so far down the road of government thinking it has all the answers. We've invested so heavily in that we've run up all this debt that they've done it in Europe. We've done it in the United States to a lesser degree. We've run up all this debt thinking the government could solve the problem. We now know that the government is not going to be able to solve the problem. The government doesn't have the answers. Only the people have the answers. The marketplace has better answers and has a better track record than government. But the residual of all of this government behavior has created a really deep hole for the marketplace to dig us out of. And I think that's where we are right now. What do you think?
I think that makes total sense. Not only does the government not have the answers, we don't know if the government's still going to be solvent.
Yeah.
So you can't say we're totally confident that there's confidence and clarity about what the government's going to do next. So given that uncertainty, investors are holding back. People are not building mm-hmm. new factories. Because no one knows what the government's going to do next or what the government's going to tax next. It's just an area of great uncertainty
and
insecurity.
I have a belief that the only way that we're going to save ourselves is for Main Street to take control of the marketplace and of the government. Get it out of the hands of Wall Street, get it out of the hands of the political class, and put people in the leadership positions in both the economy and in politics that have Main Street values. That's what it's going to take. I don't know how to make that happen, but that's what it's going to take, David.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And breaking up big banks, just sort of empowering markets and smaller people and investors is the way to go.
We have to allow failure, folks. You can't be too big to fail. David, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called Snap Judgment. David Adler's the author. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.